Sunday was a bright sunny day and for once no wind in Wellington, Prince Edward County, so it was a perfect day for an outdoor fundraiser. Local hockey players from the Wellington Dukes and County Royals signed up to participate in a fundraiser, but not by skating around. They jumped into 6 feet of frigid water. A hole was cut into the ice where more than 32 people took the plunge one at a time, assisted by the members of the Wellington Auxiliary Rescue Association. Owner of the pub, Brendan Pounder, tells us more.
What's the deal here today, Brendan?
We're doing a polar plunge out at Pounder's Pub and Patio in support of the Prince Edward Back to Build for the hospital and the Wellington Auxiliary Rescue Association, our local Coast Guard.
Right, and they're looking to buy a new boat, I think.
Mm-hmm. So we're helping them out with that. I'm looking at, I haven't got final numbers in yet, but so far I know we're over 100 people.
So. Wow. So that'd be the Wellington Dukes and...
Wellington Dukes, County Royals.
Seems to be quite a few people interested in this plunge.
Yeah, I'm not doing it myself.
You're not doing it yourself, no, no.
I cut the hole and then do everything.
Oh, you... Nice.
Yeah, we volunteered to do this because this is always open. And then, of course, this year we go to do it and it freezes. So,
yeah.
Oh, well, it's working. We do it at the Wellington Beach, but all the ice, ice dams all up there. So, were going to do it with the Dukes originally, and then we got talking to the Wellington. We said, "Why don't we just join them together and we'll just do it all at once?"
So, sure.
And it worked out good because they're all here. And, I think it just brought more people.
Paul Lee, or Spike as he is known locally, is the lead for the rescue team and tells us more about the local Coast Guard group.
What's happening here today?
Well, there's some hardy people jump in a hole that we cut in the ice earlier today and discovered how cold it is.
Yeah.
Apparently
right.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So part of the money goes to Back of the Build, but the other part goes to...
It goes to WARA, which is the Wellington Area Rescue Association. So we are the search and rescue boat that is moored here at the Wellington area on the docks. And we're available through most of the summer to go out, volunteer-led organisation, to go out and conduct on-water search and rescue missions whenever needed through Lake Ontario and Westlake.
And how are you funded usually?
We are funded through the community. We are a registered charity. We also receive some money, but not much money, that comes down from the government, but that basically pays for our fuel. But the boat maintenance and some of the equipment we have to purchase ourselves, and we're all volunteers, so there's no labour costs. So it's most of it comes from the community donations, some of it comes from the government, but again, that's for fuel and insurance.
Right, and I understand you're looking to buy a new boat.
We are. Absolutely looking to buy a new boat. It's becoming quite urgent. The boat we've got has been rebuilt, repowered. We'll do really well at a new location that doesn't have the extreme weather or waves that we have here in Wellington on Lake Ontario. So we'd like to move that boat there as a complete rescue unit and then purchase something that's a little bit more substantial, is more environment appropriate, and also can deal with the changing depths of the water, which has shortened our seasons significantly over the last few years.
I caught up with a couple of soaking wet hockey players to see how they liked their experience.
Are you guys from the Dukes?
Yeah. It was good. I liked it.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, for sure.
For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.